tone, no need for sound. Saxophone plays so smooth and true. Feel the vibe, it's all for you. Echoes bounce on walls of time. Hear the rhythm, hit the rhyme. Down below in our quiet space.
Hello everyone, this is Nofel from The Cellar Talk. Welcome again to another episode of your favorite show. Today I have for the first time, not just one, not just two, not three, I have four guests, great friends of mine, and I would like to talk to them today about something very, very special. So please, I have Faloy, I have Moso, I have Marsha and Logan. Welcome guys.
Hey.
Thank you.
How are you guys doing today?
Awesome.
Great.
Feeling good.
It's a good day.
First podcast for everyone?
Yes. Pretty much.
Yes. So the thing is, it is fun. It is super fun. It's just like what you guys do. And if anyone can actually just tell us what you guys do. Mm-hmm. All right. Marsha, what do you guys do?
What do we do?
Yeah.
What do we do? We spread healing.
Mm-hmm.
We spread positivity
mm-hmm.
into the entire world, right? From those who are closest to us to those who are strangers, okay? And we build relationships with people. A lot of people come to us seeking just rest and relaxation. Some come to us seeking recovery from injuries, right? And we do our best through stretch to foster healing for them.
Okay.
That's what it is in a nutshell.
And it is a therapy for Loy?
Indeed, it's a form of therapy. We're actually stretch practitioners, and the name of our company is Worldwide Stretch Therapy, where freedom is just a stretch away.
Yeah, yes, and what if like someone like me who does not know about stretch therapy, well, how would you guys describe it?
Well, I would say stretch therapy is a practice, a form of body work where we utilize techniques involving stretching to promote mobility, better circulation, better stress, stress management, and just overall just feeling healthier. Okay. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, yeah. When did you start doing it?
So I started in March of 2022. So it's been about 2.5 years since I, you know, have embarked on this beautiful industry.
Yeah, and then you met Logan through stretch therapy.
I actually, yes, met Logan at a beautiful conference. It's it's just wonderful how in different part times of my life, how I've ran into these beautiful people
and, yeah,
you know, how we are all just able to tie it into stretch therapy at this time of my life.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, and indeed. You were explaining to us, can you explain to us one more time how it all started for you?
Okay, so I've been in the wellness field since about 2008. As a licensed massage therapist, and I was doing massage therapy more so as a part-time thing because I worked full-time for the government. And recently, around 2020, during the pandemic, I was on Instagram and I saw this business that was starting this, what for me was a new form of therapy called stretch therapy. And it really just interested me at the time. And come 2023, I met Floyd through a friend of mine and I got my first stretch. And at first I didn't think that I needed stretch therapy because I practice yoga at least once a week. And I was just like, okay, well, I have good amount of flexibility. But when I got the assisted stretching from Floyd, it just really reawakened various parts of my body that had been dormant for a while. And I just felt like almost like I was in a new body. I just felt really good. I felt lighter, just better mobility, better flexibility. And I just really enjoyed the way I felt, not only on a physical level, but also like mentally and spiritually. I just felt more clear-headed, felt just more able to, better decision-making even afterwards. I just felt better mentally and spiritually. So after I got my first stretch, I went ahead and got certified through Floyd, and I've been working with him since about November of last year, and it's just been very fulfilling to be able to provide services, this type of service for people.
You mentioned something that's super interesting. It does have an impact, not just physically, but mentally as well. How can we explain that? Yeah, anyway.
Okay. Yeah. I know for me, I was coming from a really a darker life,
mm-hmm.
okay? Before I came here, I was living in Florida. I was working for victims of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
I was bringing them to safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very lucrative business, you know, helping, saving lives, right? But for myself, I'm an empath, so I understand all too well of what they were dealing with. And then Floyd hit me up one day, and he asked me how my life was going, and I explained to him what was going on, and he's like, Marcia, that's not, that doesn't sound like you, because Floyd and I go way back. We've grown up together. And okay. So I said, well, what do you mean? And he says, you're more of a colorful person. You bring joy to every room, to every person you meet. You need to come work with me, right? And I'm like, what is he talking about? You know, I prayed about it and all that. And I came down through God's direction. And the minute that he stretched me, I didn't think of my worries anymore. You know, the things that stressed me out every single day, it all went away, right? And I'm just like, I've never felt this way before. I didn't know life could be like this, you know? And so he said, okay, well, let's move forward. And then he taught me, you know, I got certified in his program. And from that point, not only I was able to feel stress-free from my own, you know, concerns and worries and things like that, but I was able to teach others how to not focus on their stress, how to not be, how to not let the negative thoughts take over.
Yeah, so I did some sessions of stretch therapy here around me. I'm not gonna say the name of, but it's definitely a competitor of yours. And it did actually help.
Mm-hmm.
The problem at some point is that when it wasn't with a single therapist, you know, it's just like for me, it's just like a tattoo. If you want a great like pattern of tattoos, you go to the same artist.
Mm.
So you do have that. But where I went, it wasn't that way. It was just every day is with this different therapist. And then some of them will work on certain things. And sometimes we'll work up, on the same area.
Mm-hmm.
And then it seems different. It's not like the same pattern. So is it something that like it's person to person, or it's just a different kind of training that some people have?
Definitely say that it all really depends on the provider of service.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, you know, there's a McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
and then there's something like a Trader Joe's. You know, let's say there's a Giant, there's Giant, and then there's Trader Joe's. And you know, Giant, it's more, hey, you come there, you go to self checkout, you don't really get, you know, that much attention towards you. But Trader Joe's, you get a special attention, you get a special form of treatment. And, you know, that's how we operate is, you know, we're pretty distinctive and unique in our approach in making people feel extremely valued, almost like family.
Yeah.
And that connection in itself is a healing, has its healing benefits,
mm-hmm.
as well as, you know, providing the physical stretching.
Yeah. Yeah. Moso, what really drove you to start your journey in stretch therapy?
I'd say what sparked me was just being understanding the body more, you know. I mean, I've always been into wellness with teas and natural herbs and remedies and things of that nature. So, I mean, when Floyd came to me with the opportunity, you know, I really wanted to jump on it because, I mean, being an athlete, you know, I always value stretching and just, you know, keeping flexibility of our body, keeping, you know, the blood circulating, because once you stop, running, once you stop doing certain things because of work, because of school, it's hard to get back in a certain routine. So, I mean, I always wanted to, not just because I'm getting older, I don't want to be immobile, you know? So I always thought, you know, just for myself, first of all, I wanted to be physically fit and, you know, just have that strength, man. So, I mean, it's been a great journey though, you know?
Yeah. How long have you done it now for?
Only 2 years. It's only been two years, right?
Yeah.
A little longer.
Probably
about two or three.
Yeah, brother.
I don't know, man. The time's been merging, but
yeah.
I mean, it's been a great journey, man. Like the sisters were saying. I mean, just being able to help people with pain and you know, discomfort that they might be dealing with their whole life. You know, when you see, like you said, when you see that in somebody's face where they just embrace you or hug you, you see that the work you're doing is really valuable.
Yeah, what I do like about what you guys are doing, you're not doing it just like in a single spot. You do go to people. You do have like sessions even outdoors, and it's beautiful outside now.
Yeah.
It's fantastic to go to an event, for example. Mm-hmm. So how do you do it? How do you come up with like, today we're going to go to this area and next week we're going to go? Like, how do you prepare for that and organize for it?
So we do have a diverse approach. We have a diverse approach. We have a home base in downtown Silver Spring. That's where our studio is at Four Corners. Mm-hmm. We also have another location in North Bethesda with a wellness center by the name of Journey Within. But on top of being able to book clients within our studios, we participate in various events, whether there be health fairs or whether there'll be health expos, any opportunity.
Clubs, we come to clubs. The first event I ever did with Foloy, he had me in a dark nightclub. We're stretching out musicians, and I'm like, I know this life, but it was different. But it was awesome, man. And I could say one thing, like, the power of us together, you know, when we come together, it's like, you know, we're like the Avengers, you know, we form like the Power Rangers, and we all have our element, we all have our skill, and people are very receptive to it.
Yeah, I love the club. I want to be invited to the club.
If you guys have it. One thing I will say is, though we do, you know, work with the club, you know, I would like to just make mention of the diversity. We work with the National Guard. Mm-hmm. You know, we're able to provide services to soldiers, a government level. Right. Also with the Department of Parks and Planning.
Mm-hmm. Elders. Mm-hmm. We work with the seniors homes.
Mm-hmm. We work with children and even providing education in schools, promoting stretching your mind, your body, and your hearts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, as far as stretch therapy goes, there's definitely the physical aspect, you know, one-on-one, someone on a table, but we've taken this brand and have, you know, really found diversity in our service.
Yeah, a lot of people think that it's just for certain people.
Yeah, no.
There are so many misconceptions. So
I want to say everybody
literally
needs stretch therapy. Not just everybody, but everybody.
Yeah. So, my question would be like, who benefits from it?
Everyone.
And it will be like everyone. Not just athletes, not just like anybody who has a functioning body or not even a functioning body. Like even people with disability can use stretch.
Yes.
Everyone can go for it. And I personally did it. I felt so good after that. Now it was expensive for me. I think they did not really did any effort to retain people, and I think that's the only thing. I don't know if it's going to be, or if it is already under people's benefits, like health insurance, if any health insurance covers for it. Does it?
I will say that it is not a medical practice, so there's not medical coverage.
Okay.
However, FSA and HSA, that's a form of coverage that can cover form of wellness practices, and so we're, you know, able to be covered through that,
like in that umbrella, like you can fall into that. Like okay, so that's really good to know, because a lot of people don't know. Like, for example, I didn't know about that
for sure,
and I would like to actually have some help when it comes to doing some stress therapy, especially like you start feeling it like around like my age, like 35, 36, going to 40, 45. Mm-hmm. You really, if you did not stretch your entire life, you really start feeling it. Like your hips start locking. And and you were explaining something earlier. I would like someone else to explain it, because about like the muscle stretch versus what is that word, the other one?
Okay, static and dynamic stretching.
Yeah. Who wants to explain that? Marsha. Okay,
So as far as I understand, static stretching is more for the, it's more for the hold, and the stretch lasts longer, right?
Okay.
As far as the dynamic stretch, that's more for motion. So it would appeal more to athletes who are constantly in motion.
Okay.
Constantly in motion, you know?
Yeah.
And they're both beneficial though.
Okay.
They're both essential stretches for all types of bodies. It's just that the dynamic would gear more towards those who are constantly moving.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if like a football athlete, for example, will benefit from stress, and I'm sure that they're working already with stress therapists. Like they have physical therapy, but there has to be someone actually will only focus on stretching the person. Have you ever run into like someone who's very like they're like 60s, 70s, never stretched?
Yes.
And they started?
Actually one of my first couple clients, right? Try to explain this the best way I can. He explained to me that as a rideshare driver, he's always in a seating position.
Yeah.
right? Barely moves, you know. And so I stretched him, and as the session went on, he started to cry. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. He started to cry. I asked him, would you like me to stop? He says, no, this is good. I'm releasing.
Yeah.
You know, you're letting, first of all, I didn't even know that I had more pain in the other areas. Like I was aware of this pain, but now you're touching these areas. I didn't even know that needed to be attended to. He said, please don't stop. And so I didn't stop. I continued to, and I'm talking about, it went from tears to bawling out. Wow. To where when we finished, he got up and he started to shake and he's moving around. He's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I had no idea I can feel like this again.
Yeah.
He said, do you know how old I am? He told me he was in his 60s, you know. And he said, I feel like I'm 40 again, you know. And he's moving, he's touching his toes. He's doing push-ups. I'm like, all right, so we got to go.
Yeah.
Let's go, you know. But I was glad that I was able to help him get back to his 40-year-old feeling self.
Yeah. So what are the things that will lead people? For example, you just talked about like someone who drives a lot can have that. They will be sitting for a long time. They can have certain conditions where they will need more stretch than somebody else.
We're talking chronic hip pain, we're talking sciatica.
Wow.
Okay. And sciatica is a pulsating pain. It's in the nerve. A lot of people deal with that, you know. Like I said, drivers, you know, UPS, rideshare. I mean, to even be a rideshare driver, you got to drive at least 12 hours a day.
Oh, okay. So for me, for example,
I used to do it.
If I have a commute of 45 minutes a day, 45 minutes each way, is that something that's very concerning? Like you really have to get to stretching, like getting even some help.
It's beneficial. It wouldn't hurt. You know what I mean? And you would see the results versus if you didn't. You know, you wouldn't wake up with morning stiffness. You know, that's a very common thing, to wake up in the morning with stiffness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 I'll put it this way. There's a reason why once we see a dog or cat get up, the first thing they do is they stretch their bodies out.
Yeah.
You know, even in the, you know, just in the natural world, we see that there is a place for stretching.
Yeah, because it feels good.
Yeah.
Indeed.
In the morning, too. We wake up. And the first thing we do is,
exactly. It feels so good.
Yeah. That's what I love to do that. At 36 years old, I do stretch every now and then. Not every day. I'm not good at it. Do I need help when it comes to that? And let's say that I stretch every day, for example. I'm a healthy young man who stretches every day in the morning, in the evening. Do I still need, or can I still go and need use a stretch therapist help?
I would say yes. Because such as myself, I've been practicing yoga since about 2015. And I feel like alone, you're only going to push yourself but so far.
Yeah.
But when you have someone else with you, you can extend it further than you would alone.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, if you're very active and you even prioritize stretching, I would still make it a priority at least once a month to come and get stretched, just so, like I say, you can continue to push yourself a little bit further than you would if you were alone.
Yeah. Yeah. And how can people know about an event, for example, for a stretch?
Pretty much, you can always set an appointment. We also have a website called worldwidestretchtherapy.net. So you can find us through there if you want to book an appointment. When it comes to events, it pretty much is, if you just happen to see us there, you know, you come and, you know, get service for a quick 10 minutes. But if you want something longer, for like 30 minutes to an hour, you can just go on the website and connect with us through there.
Okay, what is the best duration like for a good stretch? for therapy? For example, is it 30 minutes better or an hour much better?
We'd say the standard is 30 minutes, you know, for those who are on the go, but who really want focus on certain areas and, you know, are desiring more relief. I would say having an hour of focus would definitely lead to more of the results that you're looking for. But just for maintenance, you know, I'd say weekly 30 minutes is a more of a standard service that we provide.
Yeah. Are there any areas in the human body that need more attention than any other?
Well, people have different forms of stress, and I'm sure that, you know, is held in different areas. Some people hold their stress in their traps or in their shoulders and necks. Some people hold stress in their lower back. Some people hold stress in their hips. Some people hold stress in their ankles, you know, from our life and from, you know, our lifestyles.
You
know, it definitely has an influence on how weight is being distributed.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, there could be an injury that's involved that throws off our pattern of movement. And that can definitely, because we're compensating, can lead to some forms of imbalances. So there's so many variables to consider, rather than saying that there's a specific area to then just say that, hey, like, you know, to each his own.
It's amazing to hear that, because the only thing that I can hear now is every day you do it today will have an impact on your body. Will have an impact on your body 10 years from now. Like, you know, the way you eat, the way you exercise, your habits, your lifestyle, if you drink, if you, anything you do right now will have an impact. And if you don't stretch, and stretching, I think, and I believe, has the most important, like, it is super important. It's just like having breakfast and having lunch and having dinner and brushing your teeth. If you don't stretch, especially when you hit a certain age, if you don't start early on, you will suffer, but then you will get better as you're doing it. But if you don't, then you'll need some help, and it's gonna hurt a lot more. Do you, have you ever noticed there are some patterns on certain people that, like, they give up, for example, they start their stretch therapy and then you don't see them anymore? What are those, like, what are the traits that you have?
It could definitely be overwhelming on some people.
Can you tell when you see someone, like, oh, I don't know, are they going to pursue with us? Or you try to encourage them and all of that? What do you do when you notice that there is someone who's not really, who might not be that persistent or want to change that?
There's a saying that you can take a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink it.
Yeah.
So the best way that we can, you know, offer, we can, you know, encourage them to check out our social media at the different techniques that we, you know, like to display. But honestly, you know, it's really up to the person to step up and to allow us to do what we do so that they can, you know, be their better selves.
Because it's all about the mental and all about creating the habit. Creating the habit is very, very important. It takes just 5 minutes a day to create a habit for an extended time, until that 5 minutes turn to an hour, for example. There's a great book about that, like, it's called The Habit Leader. It's not The Habit Leader, but Habit Leader. So it's amazing how, like, you can take any task. If you start, if you decide, just for example, if you do not clean your house and you're not really, like, into cleaning your house, take every day 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
It'll make a difference.
To do it over a period of 66 days, you will start noticing that you're putting more than 5 minutes into it. And then you go over that. And if we do the same thing with stretch therapy and stretching in general, it's super important. I do think, you know, I do believe that every single person needs a stretch therapist. Every single person, because you can reach certain areas when you, when you're getting that help, a professional help, that will help you actually get to certain areas instead of if you do it on your own.
Nobody says it better than Bob Marley.
What did he say?
He said, with every action is a reaction, you know, and I'd say every action of stretching, if done right, will lead to the reaction of feeling more mobile, less stress, better circulation, better posture, and the list goes on.
Yeah. What are the benefits of being a stretch therapist?
The benefits of being a stretch therapist, please, everyone.
I think just a better understanding of the body and the way that it moves, and being more aware of your own body, because I feel like in order for us to continue to be good therapists, we have to be good to ourselves. So a lot of times when I have downtime, I'm just kind of like putting myself in different positions to see like, okay, where do I feel this at? And it just kind of unlocks a different area in my body that I didn't even know needed to be stretched. So I feel like with being a stretch therapist, it just makes me more aware, more conscientious, and just being more attentive to my own body.
Yeah. Does it really encourage you to get some more holistic healing in general? Like you get turned into like looking at the universe and like the society in a different way? Does it? Yeah.
It definitely slows you down. Excuse me.
How so?
I mean, you know, it's just like with, you know, we're in such culture of America, fast food, instant stuff. Instant, and a lot of those things harm you over, you know, if you use them daily. But if you slow down, you know, it's like y'all were talking about me with the apple. It's like, you know, you got to slow down and just eat simple things, you know. You have to try simple, like you said, 5 minutes a day of doing certain things. It's so powerful.
You're so healthy, I have to say. You're extremely healthy. Like, I love that about you.
I mean, you know, that was part of my journey, man.
Only one that actually, we'll finish our shift. Every single person will get a protein bar or something, and he's getting a bag of spinach.
Oh man!
I can see that.
What, you gotta chew on that spinach?
Oh man!
It's fantastic.
You make a salad. I like prepared meals, tabbouleh, you know, couscous, hummus, you know.
Couscous, that's the Moroccan out of you.
Man.
By the way, Moussa and I are like, we're not related, of course, but we're very close, because the day I met him, we started talking, and he was like, "Where are you from?" And I was like, "From Morocco." And most of the time, when I moved to the U.S., people will say, "Where is Morocco?" Moussa was like, "Oh, my man, North Africa." And I'm like, this guy knows exactly what Morocco is.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, well, I did my ancestry and all of that, and I go all the way back to the Moors." So we are Moroccans.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
man. I love history, man.
Yeah.
You know, heritage, it's a beautiful thing, man.
And the one thing that I love about you is that you're very, very down to earth. You're like, you're super connected to the universe and nature. Does that have an impact when you're doing a session, for example, on someone, when you're working on certain
people?
What do you try to pass to that person when you're helping them through that journey?
I mean, it's listening to their body, you know. When you get someone on the table and you start to put them in different poses and positions, you can see the tension, you can see the tightness, you can see where they might not need as much push and pressure, you know. So it's kind of like a delicate sixth sense that you kind of use, you know.
And you're not trying to crack them or anything.
You're breathing with them. You're talking them through it. You're asking them the level of the threshold of pain from 1 to 10. So I mean, it's a delicate thing, you know.
And if my memory is right, when I was doing the stretch therapy, the person was asking me about the pain level, like 3, yes. 5, and 7. Is it a thing? Like, how can you explain that?
Yeah, I mean, we do 1 through 10, you know, from the levels, you know. So if you say it's like about a 7 or an 8, we might just stop there, you know, because we don't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah, so you hold it, like, for example, you go, like, the moment you start feeling the pain, you go 3. Then that's how it was for me. And then you go like a little bit, you start feeling a little more pain, you start 5, and then when you can't go any further, you go 7.
Right. I mean,
Or we, you know, have ways of making it fun. Like, what I like to do is use mild, and we're going for mild. Whenever we get mild, you give me a thumbs up to signify. Yes.
All right, we did a mild,
so now let's go on a medium. Go on a medium, deep inhale. And in the exhale, we go into that medium stretch and hold it until we, you know, feel like we got something, feel like we got a good stretch from that. And then we go into spicy, you you know.
Tell me about spicy.
Okay, spicy is that jerk. Is that level right there. When we get into that, that's that, you know, at that point where you're just like, okay, this is as far as I can get it. Mm-hmm. But again, we're listening. So right. When our job is not to take you further than what, you know, what your limits are. Mm-hmm. And if we do, then it's in hopes to, you know, safely, you know, promote more mobility.
Yeah. And it's definitely something that you cannot do just once. You have to have a certain habit of doing it at least once to twice a week and practice it at home. Every day.
Yeah. Repetition is definitely a crucial part of, you know, making progress with stretch therapy.
And then, loosen up your body.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, just you get loose.
Yeah.
It's very good. Yeah,
I mean, even if the stretch might not be all that great, to be honest, if it's constant, if it's repetitive, you will get results.
Yeah.
So especially when someone is doing something that is good for you and, you know, it's just that much more effective for your wellness and well-being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure that you even felt it when as therapists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely. When you started versus today.
Mm-hmm. I like to vouch on my journey. There's nothing more satisfying than seeing somebody that start off as a mummy, real stiff,
yes.
And now they're Michael Jackson moonwalking, yes. You know, all of that. Yeah, all that.
That's important, yeah. Sure. Have you gotten someone to that point, like Michael Jackson point? Michael
just
Jackson, he can sleep with his. He was able to sleep with his legs behind his head. No, but he was something. So getting someone to that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's no greater feeling, again, to see the progress. I'm sure there's endless stories that Marsha, yes. Logan, and Mosul can share of how they've been able to assist people much further than from when they started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's I like to, anytime there is a contact between two humans and you socialize when you're doing it, I'm sure you have conversations with people.
Yes.
I always like to describe as an experience, because you can go anywhere and get stretched.
Right.
You can go anywhere and get anything you want. Like, I can go and get this tablet from anywhere. But what makes me go to that place is the experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just about the quality of the service. It's how you deliver that service.
Right.
And anytime I watch any video, and I'm probably biased because I know these two guys. And I always had fun talking to them. So I know that, like, going to visit them and stretch with you guys, I will have a blast. I'll laugh. I'll enjoy it. I will be relaxed. I'll have a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So being a stretch therapist is great.
Mm-hmm.
Being a fun, cordial, nice, better listener is even better.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that about you guys.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, it's really how you make someone feel when they're leaving out the door. You know, if you make sure that somebody feels good when they're leaving, then you're doing that. That's what it's all about, really.
The better feeling is when they're coming back.
Exactly.
When they, a week later, they open the door, you know you did something right.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, you know that they're likely to come back when they leave happy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, you have to give everything. Like, you're trained to do one thing, and one major thing is to help these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even about stretching. It's not even about, like, what you really deliver and how you deliver it. It is mostly just to respect that status of being a therapist.
Intent.
Yes, it's the intent.
Intent,
yes.
And having integrity behind the intent.
Yeah, you want to treat people the way you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're in the business. Yeah,
right.
And your business is to just help people and give that service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's why it's very important. We do workshops. We stretch ourselves. So we ourselves firsthand know the feeling of how we want others to feel on the journey. And when we focus in on ensuring that we are making others feel as good as they can feel, you know, then it's like, how better does it get to see them actually receive that love and benefit greatly from it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, well said. Well said. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's doing again the superhero pose.
The superhero. The Usain Bolt.
I always like he always told me he'd never been to a gym. And he will go to, like, we have a swing doors, little swinging doors, I'll say. I don't know.
Revolving doors.
Yeah, so he will start actually just doing push-ups and pull-ups and stuff. I can't even, and it's crazy. And, like, you can see him actually just, like, turn red. And no one can understand. I'm like, why are you doing this? And then you see those guns, and you're like, well,
okay, well that's
makes
why.
Sense. Okay. Yeah.
That was back in the day. I lost them now, y'all.
Whatever. So how hard is it for a stretch therapist at the end of the day? Because I know it's physical. I know it's hard to do.
Well, I know for me, I tripled up on protein shakes. So it's like they can attest to this. When I first started, I was not the size I am now.
Mm-hmm.
I was much larger than this.
Okay.
A lot of my clients, I was bigger. And a lot of my clients are heavier. So just imagine that dead weight that you're lifting every time you have a session, right? Mm-hmm. I understand what Floyd's talking about not going to the gym. Mm-hmm. I don't have to do upper body weight.
Because I'm constantly lifting
exactly with the clients, and so because of that, I was able to lose weight with my clients.
So it's healthier,
yeah.
To do it,
it helped me too. I helped them while they were helping me.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and then so you said, how's it at the end of the day? I know for me, I reflect. You know, I plan, especially those clients that have goals.
Mm-hmm.
I plan as far as the next steps, you know, for the next sessions, right? And just pray over myself because, you do meet energies.
Yeah.
That's a part of it too.
Yeah.
And you have to be mindful of what energy you bring when you meet these clients because they're the client. So you want to bring positive energy to them. You don't know what happened in their day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you're just kind of reflecting, you're meditating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that way the next time you come, it's a fresh new energy, you're positive, and you're ready and willing to heal.
But have you ever felt like at the end of the day that
absolutely.
Glad to sit down in this chair.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I'll tell you the difference between being a massage therapist and a stretch therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like for me, when I do massage therapy, I can probably do maybe 2 or 3 people in a row, but then I'm definitely going to need a break in between just because with massage therapy, it's a lot of kneading, a lot of muscle manipulation, and sometimes it's a lot of standing in one position as you're working on a specific area of the body. But with stretch therapy, it's almost like a dance. Mm. It's very like getting in flow and in rhythm, and you're constantly moving, with just lengthening their muscles, pulling the tension, traction, circumduction. And I feel like I'm able to do probably 5 or 6 clients in a row as opposed to 2 or 3 with massage therapy. But I will say, sometimes, like let's say we've done an event and we've, just been going. Sometimes afterwards, what I'll do, I'll get in my bath and do a good Epsom salt bath.
Oh, yeah.
And that really helps just to like release the tension that I've absorbed from the day. And, helps me to sleep better. And I just feel a lot more at ease the next day. So I definitely prioritize, especially if I do feel a little bit drained after, doing a certain amount of clients, I'll make sure that I prioritize my self-care. Like I said, get that Epsom salt bath in and just relax. So, but I can say as a stretch therapist, I do feel like I'm able to stretch more people in the practice than I do with massage therapy. No slight to massage therapy, but I'm just saying overall, I feel just more alive while doing stretch therapy. And it's more so, I think, just because it's more of a dance, like fluid movement, just so that it keeps me active as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many a day can you have? Like the maximum you can have?
Let's see. It all depends, because if it's an event, we do 10 minutes per person. We could do 15 people.
Yeah.
You know?
Easy thing. Just keep it coming.
But on a day where we're, doing 30 minutes to an hour, I'd say maybe a good 5 people at max. Because they're going different places or different people coming to you an hour at a time. An hour shift, work shift is generally, 8 hours? So,
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot
on the body.
Five hours with a couple hour breaks definitely will suffice.
And you'll need to stretch after that.
Oh, I mean, it always helps. It always helps to get a stretch. But one thing I want to mention is we get instant gratification from providing our service. So there's, you know, the collective of, there's a collective of just gratitude that we feel at the end of the day. That gratification, it has its way of making us rest a little bit easier. All the joy that we're able to, you know, we love what we do. We do what we love. And I believe that that joy and happiness just leads to, even though we may feel worked physically, the peace that we feel emotionally, knowing that we're actually helping people live up their better lives, being a, their better selves. And me personally, I get to sit in a seat watching these people, you know, live that. Multiplied by myself. When I get stretched by them, I can't tell the difference. I think that, you know, I'm getting a medical treatment, you know, so it's just a powerful feeling of just how enriching this lifestyle is.
Also, I want to add, I also feel like it's a give and take type of experience, because as I am stretching them, it's also stretching me as well. Because some of the movements where, like, I'm doing traction, where I'm like pulling on like their leg around their ankle area, it's like as I'm pulling, it's like it's allowing me to stretch out my arms and my back as well. So I think that also contributes to us not feeling so worn out after like one or two sessions, because it's almost like, once again, like a flow where, like, as I'm give, as I'm giving to them, I'm also receiving as well.
Yeah, would it be helpful to for a stretch therapist to work with a nutritionist as well? Because I'm sure that there are some certain foods that people have to eat to have to limit the inflammation of their joints and all of that. So is it like, is it something that you guys are thinking of doing?
Hit the nail on the head. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I, one of the reasons why the tribe was created is just having different ways of being supported as a stretch practitioner. Because yes, you do need to eat better, you know, if you want less inflammation and more benefits from your stretch therapy, but also fitness, you know, you got to move and strengthen those muscles on top of stretching them, as well as many other, you know, modalities of body work that can complement what we provide.
Yeah. And you guys always try to talk your patients to do more of like, just be cautious, like,
Of what they're eating?
Does Moso talk to them a lot?
I was going to tell you, we provide herbal teas, man. That's one unique thing we do.
Spinach.
You know?
I love the spinach part, man. Like, it's, just give them spinach. Better than protein bars, I'll tell you that. I'm serious. I love spinach. I can eat that. Like,
just pineapple. Arugula, spinach. Any green leafy oil. Vegetable, you know,
That's
man.
That's it. Like, I seriously, if you eat well, if you get, do you, this is, I always thought that, and I've never gotten like a straight answer. Supplements, turmeric supplement, like a turmeric supplements, multivitamin supplements, are they helpful?
There's definitely certain ones. The more simpler the ingredients, the better. You know, using, like you said, ginger or different roots or different herbs. You know, I mean, we provide a herbal tea with has cinnamon, has soursop leaf. It's great for inflammation, great for cancers and pains. So, I mean, it's just knowing, introducing people slowly to different products, you know, not overwhelming them. Like, you know, some people might go to Whole Foods or certain stores and they don't know where to start. So, I mean, we're definitely a hub for that.
Yeah.
We've all had our own personal experience.
Yeah, and talking to them will be like talking to your patients.
Yeah.
Because you're the best person to actually talk about that. You know the body more than me, for example.
Yeah. It's a lifestyle thing, you know? It's a lifestyle change. It's not going to be one herb or one pill that's going to change you overnight.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's a journey.
I have a fun fact for the body. Like, there's nothing that you find in soil that you won't find in the body. Like, you know, if you break your body down to a molecular level, everything that you can find in your body
is in the very same
soil that we walk on. So that, to me, just, you know, it's just powerful to know that everything that your body needs everything your body needs, I believe it comes from the soil.
Yeah.
So as long as it's naturally grown, our dark leafy greens, our minerals, our turmeric, whatever the case is, the closer it comes from home, which is that soil, the better it is for our natural well-being.
Mm-hmm. And you want to use those things before you get sick. You want to be using these things daily, every week.
Prevention is better than cure.
Exactly. You got to start. Like, it's better to be proactive than reactive.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And sometimes we're more of a reactive because we like our sweets. We like our sugar.
I was just saying, you go to a place like a hospital. You know, one thing you see that when you look around, everybody, they shine their consequences.
Yeah.
You know, everything is consequences, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it all leads to. So, you know, making the right choice, you know, we know that we can prevent, you know, certain consequences.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
That we would have to deal with.
So. Yeah. Why would you deal with it? Like, you don't have to deal with it.
Exactly.
You just try actually every, because there are some really good foods in there that you can use.
Yeah.
No matter what diet you're in, like whether you're a carnivore, a vegetarian, a vegan, any diet, there are limits to anything that you put into your body.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you eat a lot of tofu, that's not good for you.
Right.
If you eat a lot of meat, that's not good for you. If you eat only greens, that's not good for you,
because
you need to diversify your diet.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate these times that people are a little bit more nutritionally conscious.
Yes.
That I believe than any other time. And that's why, you know, I believe especially the industry of stretch therapy is booming. It's highly lucrative industry. That's more of a holistic body practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm definitely appreciative of our place in the world in these times.
Yeah. Yes. And now you're able to certify people.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So, I've been certifying people since I started, you know, since March of 2022, and just been enjoying the journey since.
So you have to take another class in order for you to be to certify people, or?
Actually, for the fact that I have a company, you know, and I definitely, you know, got certified in the way that I can certify.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, definitely just embrace that hat and, you know, have been wearing it. And, you know, I look around and I'm proud of the progress that has been able to be made.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to take a quick pause and we'll get back, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're live again, guys. All right. What were we saying? No one remembers. That's fantastic. Yep. Yeah, and we're young, guys. We can't even remember. How can we increase? All right, so we're going to ask Moso now. You're the most nutritional. Like, to me, like, you're the best I know when it comes to nutrition. Is there any food that's really good for the memory? Yeah, for memory.
Yeah, I mean, lion's mane, mushroom.
See? Mushroom?
Yeah.
Okay. Mushroom.
It's lion's mane.
Okay, not psilocybin.
No, this is just...
Not food. Psychedelic.
Yeah, this is just food. No, this is just gross. Just like
good
portobello,
food.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, even like, just like I said, cinnamon, ginger, all these things that just get the blood flowing and get that blood going to your brain, you know?
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Can you get the same thing with, especially now with the blood going and all of that, can you get it with the stretch therapy?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, we stretch from head to toe, the neck, you know, like we were saying, the joints, the ankle, I mean...
Yeah. So you remove the tension sometimes when you're on certain areas.
Yeah.
When you're stretching people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, you work a job, you stand up for hours, you know, all that blood, all your spine.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about decompressing your spine as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And one thing, you working at Trader Joe's, and when we all used to work there, I remember them mentioning taking micro breaks.
Yes.
And, you know, emphasizing on the importance of, you know, stretching during those micro breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So thought I'd touch base
on that. We used to do that a lot.
so I'd like to ask you guys to explain the different stretching techniques, like active versus passive stretching, if there is any, or dynamic versus static. And all of that. I think we touched a little bit into like plastic and elastic and all that. If you can, are there any other varieties of stretching, any different techniques? If you can just explain that even further.
Definitely. I'd like to go into the modality of Thai yoga. which is like a very fancy form of stretch therapy that's provided. And gratefully, you know, we have a Thai yoga specialist by the name of Linda Cato, who, you know, showed us different techniques that allows us to implement that into our stretch therapy practice. So, you know, there's definitely a wide variety of stretch therapy that isn't exactly stretch therapy by name, but they implement so much of that. So
shout out to Linda.
Yes, indeed.
Shout out to Linda.
I'm grateful for just the variety of services that help us to further enrich our service. You know, I think mm-hmm. that we can all piggyback from massage therapists, chiropractors, mm-hmm. Thai yoga specialists, mm-hmm. you know, each one could teach one.
Yeah, I would love to have like a single spot where you have all of those.
Mm-hmm.
You have your chiropractor, you have your stretch therapist, mm-hmm. you have a physical therapist, you have all of that like in a single spot. And yes. every week mm-hmm. you go for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is anyone that can provide that, I'll be the first one to.
In some weird way, though, it's kind of like we kind of wear all those hats.
Yeah.
You know, because we focus on the bone, maybe not on the level of a chiropractor, but mm-hmm. we get on the bone a little bit. We mm-hmm. do a little bit of massaging, you mm-hmm. know. We do a little bit of the, you know, stretching, you know. It's just, you know, all encompassing. And even some therapy, you know, like mental health, you
yes.
know.
Yeah.
Counseling, you know.
Have you ever had any example of someone who you worked with for these last 3 years, for example, and you noticed like they had a great journey with you and you noticed a change? If there is any story that you guys, it was very memorable for you, if you want to share it with us.
Well, yeah. This one was actually with the first time client. I just found it really interesting, her results that she felt. The lady was, I believe, in her 80s. This was her first time getting a stretch. And I gave her pretty much an hour stretch, front to back, from the feet all the way up to mm-hmm. her neck. And afterwards, when she was done, she was saying that she felt like she could hear better. Because she did have some hearing loss, one of her ears was more affected than the other one. But she said afterwards, when I was done with the session, she felt like her hearing was clearer. Mm. And I just found that really interesting. I was just like, okay, maybe there was some release that was connected to your eardrum when I was doing the neck stretches, you know. So even though it hasn't been a long-term client, but just for her to have those type of results was very interesting to me. Because of course, we always think that we're, you know, alleviating stress from the muscles and the tendons, but it's like, oh, you know, like it could possibly help improve your hearing quality, you know, or your eyesight
and that and the other. But you know? I always say that you can only make if I can make one person's day,
right,
it's a very successful day for me.
Absolutely. Yes.
You guys make people's day,
absolutely,
many in a single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you don't even sometimes have to work on them. Like you can just be a
sounding
right
board.
right next to them. And Marsha is working with someone and Logan is just standing next to them. Like you have helped just because you were there, like the energy level, mm-hmm. like that energy mm-hmm. that you bring to the room, and that's super helpful. So you guys, how do you feel about that? Like how can you really hold this thing like in helping other people? When have you ever had any situation you were shopping or anything, like, hey Marsha, hey Logan, how are you? I'm one of your clients. Have you ever had this before, or meeting people outside of work, outside of like your clients, and they come and chat with you a little bit, or still? Yes.
I'm you.
Next. All right. So we're gonna talk about something else here. But this it's just working where I work. It's very community turned business, and we are very focused on the community. And sometimes, last time I was in Costco, and one of our customers, a trader, just came and was like, hey Nofel, how are you? And she remembered my name. She's an older lady, and I just felt so good about it. I don't do anything. I just sell limes and lemons,
right?
And I smile. That's all I do.
Right.
I think one example is sometimes when people get off the table, they'll want to give you a hug.
Yeah.
You know, afterwards. And that really, of course, makes you feel good because you feel like, okay, I was able to provide you with some form of relief that makes you feel, you know, so good that you want to give me a hug. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that at times is the biggest compliment because, you know, each body is different and you're just hoping that you're able to provide the relief for them that they need. So when you do, and, you know, of course, getting paid is always great, but to be able to have that form of communication to, you know, for people to say like, hey, I just feel so much better. Mm. It's just always, you know, just 10 times better just to be able to hear that, because you really feel like you're making a difference. Because, you know, we've all been there, you know, with the tension and the stress that we carry, you know, even just from driving, you know, to and for, you know, every day. At times you just accumulate tension and stress, and to be able to do these movements to be able to relieve that pressure that at times you may not even know that you have, it's just been very gratifying.
Yeah. So if you work out, is it better to stretch before, after, or before and after?
Both.
Mm-hmm. What would you like, for example, I'm going today for my I don't know, biceps and work like my upper body. Mm-hmm. What is the best stretch I can do?
Well, you want to warm up the muscles first.
Okay, how would you
overall? Because just stretching on a cold body can definitely be hurt. You can definitely hurt yourself.
Okay.
You know, so I mean, like you said, even just arm rotations, different things to get things flowing, you know, jumping jacks, anything if you're doing arms.
Okay.
You know, get the muscle warm first before you stretch it.
Okay. Yeah. Like even just as a regular stretch, like even if you're at home, you have to actually warm up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like warm some up. Form of cardio to kind of really warm the body up, warm the tissue up. Because like Moso said, you know, trying to stretch a cold body at times can have the reverse effect, you know. So yes, being even like when we're starting a session, we do compression to help warm up the tissue to get the patient, the client used to our touch, so that the nervous system can calm down, so the body can warm up, and so they have a better experience from the stretch, because being warm and helps to improve the flexibility and the mobility of the body.
Yeah. I lack warm ups. I lack stretching. Like I'm not really. I might have to actually give you a call, guys.
Yeah, I'll bring 25 people with me. We got a table in the car.
I have a table right behind that TV.
Oh, there you go. He's prepared.
Yeah, Christina's massage therapist. Yeah. I don't know. Like she's a massage. My wife is a massage therapist, and she's done it for over 20 years. Wow. But I don't think that she stretches every day. She's better than me when it comes to that. But I don't think that she will be ever able to do what like a stretch therapist does, because I think that it's more physical than just a massage therapy. I
she could get certified. She could get certified. You know,
I know. Yeah, I know someone now that can actually get stuff done. You know,
But that's beautiful. You say that your wife. It's all about having a support system. You know, whether it's one person, whether it's a family member, whether it's a gym friend. You know, sometimes the people immediately around you aren't concerned about their health, like a stranger or someone who, you know, just might be more passionate about what overall wellness.
Yeah. And she, like, she's the best support I have too. Seriously. Like, and you guys know her. She's now in a different, like from Trader Joe's. So we met all at Trader Joe's. Yeah. Now she does something different, but she's always encouraging me to stretch more. And she was actually encouraging me to have this podcast about stretch therapy because I told you guys.
Thank you, Christina.
I am a moron when it comes. I have no idea of like what is an effective stretching. What kind of stretching will help me at my age, at like someone who's not very consistent with it. And what I should do when it comes to like nutrition, when it comes to supplements that I can take, I have nobody other than like internet, Google, YouTube, and you know how misleading that is.
Dr. Google.
Yeah, and definitely not a doctor. Definitely not a doctor. Definitely not certified. What would you advise someone who's trying to get better like me? and how to approach it, and what are the best questions to ask?
Mm-hmm. I'd say simplify your life, mm-hmm. you know? Simplify things, you know, as far as the food that you eat, more water, more vegetables. There's a rule of thumb that fruits cleanse, vegetables build, herbs heal. Just simplifying it to the more natural way of living, more natural way of being, just focusing on, you know, being good to one another, practicing gratitude, just a holistic, you know, dedication to health and wellness. And, you know, there's no way that you can't be, you know, just elevate and improve from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, yeah. Just taking it back to the basics, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To add on to that, a question that we like to ask before we start a session is, do you have any discomfort anywhere? Right? Mm. Do you have any injuries that I need to know about? Things like that. And sometimes the client will tell you, you know, stay away from this area. So then you would just focus on everywhere else, right? Mm-hmm. But in a case like yours, where you may not have any discomfort or, you know, any injuries like that, it would be a general full body stretch, you know? You wouldn't really concentrate too much on any area.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be a general stretch, you know? And then you can consistently do that, and that would even prevent you from having any major injuries anywhere else, any discomfort anywhere else. And then we could also talk about what your daily regimen is now and what you could be lacking, you know? You mentioned inflammation. That's a big issue. A lot of people have inflammation because of what they're eating and what they're not eating.
And they don't know it yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, until really they get hurt.
Yeah.
And it's too late.
Yeah. And that's when you would encourage ginger,
mm-hmm.
encourage turmeric,
mm-hmm.
as well as black pepper. Black pepper activates the turmeric. You know what I mean?
Black pepper.
Yeah.
And also mm-hmm. knowing what to stay away from as exactly. well.
Mm-hmm. What do I have to stay away from?
Well, anything that causes inflammation is...
Sugar.
Well, definitely those refined sugars,
mm-hmm.
meats... I'd say wheat products, anything involving gluten,
definitely.
Corn products.
Take thing away from him.
Soy products.
He's like, what else do I eat?
I would stop eating and drink water.
You know, and yeah. just
my
take,
diet out there.
What I like to say is take time to, you know, sometimes even fast like you do.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
you know that allows your body to kind of
cleanse
reset.
Itself.
Whatever mm-hmm. you put in your body, you can listen to your body. You can see how it directly affects
That's
you.
That's right.
If yeah. it feels funny, I'd say maybe it's not good for you. Maybe
yeah.
limit it, maybe leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
But if it makes you feel more alive, then maybe it's just something that you should continue to implement.
Yeah.
But another thing I'll say is keep it easy. You know, take it easy, simplify it, because anything that's away from easing, keeping it easy is dis-ease.
Yeah, mm-hmm. difficult.
You know, like yeah. a dis-ease.
Which leads to.
You know, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
like we would think. We would think that a dis-ease has to be something.
This one is.
There you go.
One more.
You would think that a disease would have to be something severe, but mm-hmm. I would say like disease is anything that is taking you out of your ease of life.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And yeah. So let's say something, for example, like bread.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, easy as it seems, as simple and harmless as it seems,
it can cause a lot of issues.
The protein in bread is called gluten. And the reason why gluten got its name is because it kind of turns into glue in your body, like a sludge. Mm-hmm. And it's extremely hard for your body to break sludge down. So your body's number one, overworking. Mm-hmm. Number two, that same sludge is creating inflammation. Number three, our organs are supposed to be kind of more flat within,
mm-hmm.
but because of the carbs that come from bread, and those are like complex carbs,
mm-hmm.
so those areas kind of become like kind of you know, just prolonged and, you know, kind of almost like inflated,
mm-hmm.
and that causes deep discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
So unless we're practicing healthy practices like high fiber diets to kind of, you know, help our organs get back to where it needs to be, unless we know to stay away from, you know, the rice, the bread, the meat, the wheat,
the high sugars, the corn, the soy.
Anything but not bread.
I know.
Literally,
you gotta divorce these things.
Put bread today in today's lunch.
Health is wealth.
Peanut bread is good, man.
Health is wealth, y'all. Health is wealth.
No, no. So can I just get better still eating bread?
Nah. Extremely difficult. But I will say this. There are alternatives out there.
That's right.
Let me tell you about a thing called sea moss. You like Jell-O?
Well, here's my thing. Okay. The diet I grew up eating, like Moroccan food, mm-hmm. is meant to be eaten in group. Okay. Like the tagine that we have with the potatoes and the broth and everything. Mm-hmm. That we only use one plate. We don't separate into plates. Mm-hmm. That's and the bread is your utensil. Okay. We don't have forks. Right. We don't eat rice. Rice in North Africa, or especially in Morocco, is not within our diet. Okay. There is no rice. Okay. But there is a lot of bread. Okay. Every dish has got bread, or it's sweet and salty, so it's got sugar, cinnamon, all that stuff.
Dates.
So
yeah,
dates.
Moroccan dates.
Before I got married. Yeah. Which dates are we talking about? No, dates are really good. Dates in the morning, I think it's the best breakfast with a glass of milk. Okay. Personally, like a cold glass of milk.
Almond
milk?
I don't know about almond
milk.
My diet is terrible. So it's just like I'm unhealthy to the max. So if I get like lactose free, I agree with that. Mm. Lactose free milk with 7 dates apparently is a full breakfast meal.
Wow. Okay.
The medjool dates are the best dates you can find out there. Mm-hmm. They're larger in size and they have enough meat in them. So it's not like it's a little chewy. It's like a gum. It's mm-hmm. super good. Mm-hmm. It's nice to actually eat it. Mm-hmm. There are some days that are very very hard. Yeah. And those are like very good, healthier. But not as pleasant to eat as a medjool. So 7 medjool, a glass of cold milk, lactose free, because you really don't want to be like, where is Nofel? Follow this brown line. He's in the bathroom again.
No.
He's in the bathroom again. We just ate. But he's in the bathroom again.
I want you to know that I actually grew up Seventh Date Adventist.
Mm. Really? No,
definitely.
7 yeah. dates?
Yeah, Seventh Day Adventist.
Really?
Oh my
gosh. Okay. All right. I grew up in Morocco.
You got it.
Predominant Muslim country and all. So it's in our diet, bread mm-hmm. is the most important. We use a lot of honey, a lot of raisins, dried apricots, dried prunes, to bring that sweet and salty feel. Mm-hmm. Lamb, chicken, I have to have meat in it.
I'd love to touch base on this, brother.
Mm.
Because growing up Jamaican and being health conscious, it's definitely led to some conflicts. Mm. I was just in Jamaica last month, and I tell you, you know, there's something called the Jamaican patty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something that we put the Jamaica patty in. It's called cocoa bread.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that there's nothing further away from health than
Jamaican
wheat
patty.
Inside of wheat and meat. You know, it's kind of like, you know, it just makes me feel like, you know, is culture helping us or hurting us on our journey, you know? And we
As long as you keep it in moderation.
Right.
Anything in moderation.
Mm-hmm. So I think every culture has its good and bads when it comes to the food and traditions and just because everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is it? Haitian?
Yeah, it's the same concept. You know, meat and the wheat and whatnot, bread, flaky bread is delicious.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Of course. Because the moment it hits the body, it turns into sugar.
Yes.
And that's it. Like, that's inflammation. That's
And like you said, every meal has bread. In the Haitian culture, most meals have rice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And rice turns to sugar.
And,
you know, all of that.
And then at the same time, you do have areas. Have you heard about the blue zones? So the blue zones are like areas where people can live longer than
than other people. And these Asia. Are like you have in Asia, you have in Italy. Yeah, in Italy.
California.
But I don't know about California. They eat a lot of
Loma Linda.
Oh, yeah.
But the Italian Blue Zone, they eat a lot of carbs.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would think pasta.
And yeah,
pasta.
A lot of pasta.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet they live longer. They have, like, when you see those, and they, so it, there's a combination of things.
Mm. Right.
They live in altitudes, so they have hills. Mm. And they walk a lot. Right. So they have narrow roads. The cars cannot get there. The only way they can actually
get
from a point A to a point B is by walking. Now, they have to climb, descend, and eat, and they burn enough calories in a single day. Now, eating carbs every day, that's literally their diet in Asia as well. They have rice.
Rice. Mm-hmm.
Right. You're right.
And it's just, in my belief, is that especially in the United States, the processed food and the way they process it sometimes harms our body.
Yep.
You can eat the same thing, same diet here. And in Italy, if I eat pasta every day, I'll get hurt.
Yes.
That Italian guy will get better. Will be better looking. I'll get old faster. They will run more.
Right.
I will start crawling faster or like just need some help work, walk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every movement will be hard to make.
Yeah.
And as long as we eat anything holistic, and we get back a little bit to the holistic word world, if we stretch, if we eat well, if we get back to nature, if we hike, if we walk, just we do less walking. Like, it's insane how many hours we spend in our cars versus walking.
Yes.
We're not made to be stagnant.
No. We're not made to be stagnant.
Our closest primates are swinging and hopping and moving and grooving.
Moving a lot more than
and
we
we're hunter gatherers.
Exactly.
We are meant to go and hunt for our food, not to the grocery store.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yeah.
We're meant to run after an animal or whatever. Climb a tree for a coconut.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Not have DoorDash delivered.
There you go.
Right.
And this is where I get really upset with food deliveries. Are we just meant to stay at home? No.
No.
So get us out of the house. Right. If I only have to spend half an hour to go and shop, well, let's do it. It's a good walk for you. Yeah. It gets the blood running
take
a little
a walk
bit
after
here.
Your meal. You
of course.
Diabetic walk. That's what it's called.
The diabetic walk.
The diabetic walk.
Is it how many minutes? What is the healthy?
I believe it's 20 or 25 minutes after the meal.
Okay.
Yeah, at least that time frame.
So you eat.
You eat, and then you get up and you walk. Like, I encourage a lot of people, don't even waste time like sitting around and doing whatever. At the most, maybe clean up. You know, a lot of times for me, clean and then go out there and walk that off, right?
And that's healthy.
Yeah, and it prevents you from having that eye to sleep, that taking that nap.
Sleepy, yeah. I love the couch though. Like,
I know. I love lounging. The lounging doesn't love us, especially after a meal.
Yeah, but if you like, you can lounge if you want, and if you really have a very good day, if you really fulfill it with a lot of movement.
A lot of stretching.
stretch.
Right.
A lot of movement, a lot of stretching, a lot of healthy food, a lot of things that really are good for your mental.
Yes.
And then, you lounge if you want. Like, that's good. Like, you, if you want to sleep, if you want to just disconnect and just be in your bubble, that's good. You deserve it. But you have to deserve it.
You have to deserve it.
Yeah.
I will also say that we should have grace with ourselves, because we all coming recently out of a whole pandemic.
Right.
And these are times of high convenience. You know, I think, you know, it's more than ever with, you know, the
stretch
DoorDash
therapy and
So I'm just, you know, being, you know, patient and good to yourself, you know, along the way, and, you know, just
hopeful of implementing new things so that you could continue to grow and evolve. Mm-hmm. And I'd say stretch therapy is perfect for that because, you know, it's not like you, you know, it doesn't take long to see those immediate results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would also say to take it a day at a time.
Mm.
Yeah. Adding on to the grace, you know, a lot of people, like we said earlier, health is trending, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have great goals. And it's like, okay, that's great to have these goals, but we have to remember the short-term goals leads to the long-term goals,
mm-hmm.
you know? Mm-hmm. So take it a day at a time.
Yeah.
And reflect at the end of the day, you know what? I did my 20-minute diabetic walk.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that again tomorrow.
I'll get
and then
beer.
You think that way every single day.
Yeah. So, but reward yourself in a good way.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a very good way. Not just go and, I walked 25 minutes, so let me get this chocolate bar.
Right.
Inflammation.
Your body will go, yeah.
Let's get this inflammation bar. Oh, I've inflamed myself again.
Oh, gosh. More. Yeah. Right. But and that's literally like someone like me would do. That's my problem. My problem is if you have now, right now, a chocolate bar, it's over.
Inflammation
it's
bar?
It's done. Like it's gone. Mm-hmm. Like I'm crushing that.
I'll say the powerful thing about being on this road to progress is you'll realize that you have a building less and less tolerance for things that aren't.
That's
supposed to be on that road with you. So, you know, accept the time. Like, even me, I have my Kit Kat bars now.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that it's a matter of time before that might have to be something dropped along the way as well.
Mm-hmm. I have my white Snickers because I'm allergic to chocolate.
Okay.
So I eat my white Snickers, you know. But going back to what we were saying about fasting, right? Mm-hmm. When you fast, you're removing all the toxins in which your body's used to.
Mm-hmm.
So when you introduce healthier things, non-inflammatory things, and then you like, let's say piece by piece, the other, you know, chocolate, whatever, your body will tell you, I don't really like that. You know, like you'll feel it in your stomach, like, I'm not agreeing with that. And then you're more sensitive to that feeling. You now know what that is because you've removed everything out of your system. You see what I'm saying?
See,
so it's easier to tell what you like and what you don't like and where it ended up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it went to my love handle every single time. Yeah, I lost 21 pounds. I'm very happy with that. But the best thing to do, like about fasting, for example, water fasting, is super. It was helpful. It is helpful for me. It's still helpful because I'm still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It helps me, especially when I'm at work. I'm just moving. I don't even think about eating. And I'm selling food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I get home, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
Spent 10 hours outside of the house, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just treat myself with a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see the fat percentage on your body compared to like the body fat compared to your muscle, you did not lose any muscle when you fast. You lose fat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the beauty about, like, you eliminate all the toxins.
Yes.
You're healthier even when you talk to people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Your conversations are better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can listen more.
Yes.
You're patient.
Mm-hmm.
You're pleasant when you're talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're eating unhealthy, when you don't do healthy things, and I do believe that working out and stretching is being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Plus the diet, of course, very important.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do those things, no one wants to talk to you because you're tired constantly. You're
irritated.
Extremely, yes. You're irritated, easily irritated.
Mm-hmm. You're moody. You're
very, like the mood swings. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. You cannot remember anybody's name.
I'm telling you.
You are not the person that you're meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like being grateful for your life starts not with what you're going to eat or the meal that you have in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how healthy your household is.
Come on. Now.
What's your legacy amongst that community that you're in?
That's right.
So if you don't really give up something, you're not going to get any result. Mm-hmm. Giving up probably that chocolate bar will be healthy in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd rather actually just do it for the 10 years from now than just for the joy of that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like just helping people get that word across and just like realizing that what we do on a daily basis is very important. That helps us with, not just for us, but with the people around us, because we don't live on our own.
That's right.
We're 8 billion plus people in the world.
No one's an island.
You have to, you're going to have a neighbor. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to deal with people. Mm-hmm. You have to live within a community. So we have to be more cautious about what we do and what, how we do it. Mm-hmm. And when you're healthier and you look healthier, you tend to have more people approaching you easily.
Mm-hmm.
Than, yes, when you're not looking healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So healthy, you're, and happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, healthy leads you to be happy, because happy is different for each. I can, like, if I was a video game guy and I'm not, that makes me happy. But that will, it'll make me sit down the whole day,
right?
Not do any movement, but I'm happy. Yeah, because the dopamine level is just like in your brain, just go crazy. But then when you go and stretch, oh gosh, it is the best feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
The dopamine is flooded.
Yeah, we're talking about super dopamine.
It's dope and mean.
Yeah. That was a good one. He's on a roll today. He's on a roll. But
we don't eat rolls.
Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. I felt like I was talking for a long time and but it's definitely about you guys, and what you guys do is phenomenal. Phenomenal. So if I want to reach out to you, if I was a listener now, how can I reach out to you?
Well, you could check us out on IG. WWS Therapy is our tag.
Okay.
Also our website, worldwidestretchtherapy.net. You could check us out, book a stretch, and see what freedom is all about.
Mm-hmm. You have any consultation, like a 30-minute consultation that you offer? Well,
I will be unlocking on our website a 30-minute first stretch and assessment free.
Okay, great. So if you hear that, go to
WorldwideStretchTherapy.net, where freedom is just a stretch away.
Love it.
Yep,
freedom is just a stretch away. Mm-hmm. That's lovely. I have to find a catch name. Like, if you can guys help me for the seller talk,
absolutely,
that'll be fantastic. Yeah. And I will definitely recommend that to anybody. And I still have to have a stretch.
Yeah.
Yes.
I gotta come to one of your events, and we can book it anytime you want. I am always, it's gotta be a Monday because I'm off on Monday.
Okay.
I'd like to actually even get my wife into it, so so we can do that.
Come, wifey.
Yes.
Yeah. Come through.
She was happy that, like, Moso and Faloy, and I wish actually you can meet her, but I'm sure Logan and Marshall, you guys will meet her very, very soon. She's,
I
want to
show you a picture, a video of me and Mike Tyson. I would say if Mike Tyson is saying that I'm the man, then
really?
Yeah.
No, real talk.
Yeah, you're lucky we're in the basement.
It's a cellar. Excuse me.
It's called cell talk.
Yeah, for a reason. Well, initially, oh my god, that is so cool. What do you think?
He's the best guy in the world.
It's actually funny because, I asked him to shout my company out, and he kind of had a problem with saying therapy. So I hope you don't beat me up for saying it. He's like, worldwide stretch therapy. I was like, I appreciate it, brother. Good man. Shout out to Mike Tyson.
He was like trash talker. He said certain things that I'm like, how did he come up with that? And it's insane.
That's a man's man right there.
No, he was like, when you watch his fights when he was in his prime, and he was the youngest to actually ever do that, and brought some moves that no one has ever seen before, and just walk inside and you can see him focused, like the guy is coming to eat that guy. He's going through that guy, like not even giving him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if our stretching could help that damage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a whole other level.
Yeah, concussions and all that.
Internal.
Yeah. But that's where you have to choose, actually, what sport are you going into?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because that's to me, it's not, it's a fighter, like a fight.
Yeah.
It's an art of fighting. It's mm-hmm. To me, it's beyond sport. Because mm-hmm. you have to train to be able to sustain that like level, for example, and have it for like a big like a, for a long time.
Yeah.
And you mm-hmm. have to stay fit within like, and because you can see them actually like going like poof, poof, poof,
yeah.
and then they get tired.
Yes.
And then it's round 9, they just find it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. So it's, to me, it's the endurance. Like, how can they get that durable endurance and keep it for it? So I think if they don't stretch, I don't think they can ever be able to keep that
yeah, form. Locked yeah. up real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. The best. Like, I'm a huge UFC fan.
Okay.
I love to watch UFC. And mm-hmm. again, like, they're very very flexible. These mm-hmm. guys are fighters, mm-hmm. professional fighters, mm-hmm. and it's insane when you watch them actually going at it. Mm-hmm. And when they're trying to, like, they make some moves that they cannot make if they're not flexible enough.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there. And if you look at their teams, they have people that stretch them. Mm-hmm. They have physical therapists, but they have stretch therapists.
That's mm-hmm. what we going to be at one day.
That's yeah. coming now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look out for us on Let's the go. Big screen.
Yeah. Do you guys go outside of the Maryland or... You try to stay within this circle for now and then go bigger after.
We're focused more on this area because this is where our base is. So mm-hmm. if people are interested in further, further service, they can see us in our facility, or they're not too far for us to see.
Okay.
You know, but we're definitely, you know, our name is Worldwide.
Yeah.
Stretch Therapy. So
and that's a goal?
Oh, definitely to take it on a worldwide scale. So, you know, especially in our countries of Africa,
mm-hmm.
I definitely I'm passionate about finding ways to empower people with the skill mm-hmm. that where they could possibly even boost their local economy, mm-hmm. you know, as well as provide the benefits of stretch therapy. So, mm-hmm.
and you know, I have a lot of listeners from Morocco, so nice. They're listening to that.
All right, anybody from Morocco, you interested? Holler at me. Let's make it happen.
Let's yeah. go. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think that we have it in there.
No.
Mm-hmm. I've right. never heard of it.
Oh, well, look no further. We're going to have right. to bring Worldwide Stretch Therapy to Morocco.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just like Let's I've go. Never heard of gluten free in Morocco.
Oh, come on.
National riot.
Okay.
You remove gluten from Morocco.
Oh,
it's a riot.
At all.
I'll make sure I tread softly out there.
I know. Okay.
They don't like it. They're like, what? I need my bread.
Right. Like, be quiet. Bread. I'll just bread.
I'll stretch later. I promise. I'll get into that table, but give me my bread.
Back to America.
Yeah. Take me back to America. Yeah. Like it. It's just like the movie Lawrence of Arabia. Have you ever watched it?
Classic.
Yeah. So it's like classic. Like the guy came from Great Britain mm-hmm. and he went to Saudi Arabia to free Saudi Arabians. Mm-hmm. So we always wait for.
Another
Lawrence.
One.
So Floyd of Morocco.
Oh, man.
Floyd and the whole team worldwide.
Yeah. But Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Any events coming up soon?
Well, we do have an out-of-the-state
nice
type of event. Florida, actually.
Mm.
I believe it's Claremont.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, so there's
nice.
A church.
I like Claremont near Underneath. Orlando.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like 30 minutes from Orlando. I like Claremont. I was gonna live in Claremont. I live in Florida for like a year and a half.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, shout out to Floridians. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Love Florida.
So early October, we'll be traveling there. We'll be a part of a 5K, being able to stretch out
nice.
Runners. So
yeah,
know, they definitely need stretching.
Oh yeah, after running 5K.
Yeah, yeah, but to be in that Florida sun and to provide that service is something we're definitely looking forward to.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Any last word, guys, before we wrap this up?
Stretch.
Yeah. Stretch. Worldwide.
Stretch therapy, where freedom is just a stretch away.
I love it. I love it. Thank you guys for being here. Any other things, like any other extra information you want to give?
And I gave the IG, which is our tagline is WWS Therapy. Our website is worldwidestretchtherapy.net. Mm-hmm. We love y'all, and we encourage you to continue loving yourselves. Peace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day. Thank you, Marsha. Thank you, Logan.
Thank you,
Mosa, for being here. Faloy, yeah.
As usual. Pleasure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You guys are amazing. This is your platform. We can do this as many times as possible. And what I would love to do, if you guys are okay, I'd love to have it one day in one of the events. So hit me up. If you're having something, we can talk to people have it. Yeah. And we can do a live experience with the people that experienced it. And if they want to participate in the podcast, dope. We can have it.
Absolutely.
Again, I'm open to ideas. I don't have to just be in the cellar. I can be anywhere. Yeah. I'm able to come to any event that you have or you guys are having. And I would like you guys to partner with the cellar and the cellar partner with you to actually promote each other.
You're going
to
be busy.
Great.
You're
busy. You know, we're happy to have included you in the DMV Wellness Tribe.
Yes. Can you tell me more about that?
Oh, sure. So the DMV Wellness Tribe is a collective of like-minded entrepreneurs who share a passion for spreading wellness, health and wellness in however way throughout the DMV. For example, what gravitated me towards you is this wonderful podcast service that you provide, giving exposure to individuals. I mean, that's a form of wellness in it. That's a form of wellness in itself. So, you know, we all share our way of serving, and you know, the DMV Wellness Tribe is just a community. It's a growing community. We just hit 100 members, and our focus is to continue providing wellness and service on a domestic as well as a worldwide scale.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I was lucky actually to be in that in that thread. I did have Mark. So next Sunday we're having a we're meeting in Richmond for a recording. So nice. He's gonna be in. And nice. Without that, I wouldn't have met you guys, and I wouldn't have met him.
Wow.
So to me, there is always a reason for that.
Yes, absolutely.
And there is a huge reason that you guys are sitting now here, and I'm not taking it for granted. So I'm so grateful for seeing you, for meeting you.
Definitely.
This is great. I'm glad to see Mosso again without a bag of spinach.
I'm gonna say he's
you gotta try my tea, man.
Oh gosh.
Shout out to my yacht sons.
Earl of my yacht.
Tea of tea.
Cures cancer.
Okay, I'll try it. I'll definitely try it.
Yeah,
I'll give it a shot.
It's really tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And stay healthy. Mm-hmm. Yes. And until next time.
Yes.
This was the Cellar Talk with Nofel, Marshall, Logan, Mosso, and Faloy. Till the next time, have a great evening, guys.
Deuces, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
In the cellar, we gather round. Stories told, no need for sound. Saxophone plays so smooth and true. Feel the vibe, it's all for you. Echoes bounce on walls of time. Hear the rhythm, hit the rhyme. Down below in our quiet space, find your voice in this safe place. Cellar Talk, it's where we meet. Bluesy tunes and stories sweet. Feel the soul beneath our feet.